This is Andro Mamo. Thank you for listening and watching another episode of One on One. I am so happy to have this person sitting next to me. Some of you may know him as Jonah, but I know him as Nick. Today, I'm going one on one with Mr. Nick Antonian.
Hello. How are you? Waiting for like an audience
applause. We'll put it in. How are you, brother?
Good, man. Good. Chilling, dude.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I think it's important to mention, I've known you for a couple of years, but when I initially asked you to be on this, I really just want to present the person that I know behind the scenes. I think there's a lot of people that may know you as this personality and this character, but like Nick is a fucking cool person.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood? Fuck, dude. Where do we start? I mean, what part of my childhood?
As a kid, did you always know this is something that you wanted to do, like content creation?
Not content, like comedy, yeah, for sure. I've always wanted to be someone different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny that you said that. You're like, oh, I want to know who Nick is. Because Nick is so different than the online personality.
Mm-hmm.
So the misconception is really, really hilarious to me. Because sometimes people, like, they'll play a certain character on camera or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously I sell the character, but people just come in like, I hate this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
dude, that. It gets
but
intense.
But then I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, dude. And then when people, like, meet me, they're like, okay, this is
cut
really
off guard.
Like, because I'm pretty introverted at times. Like, I don't really say much.
Yeah.
I kind of just do my own thing. My sister on the other side, super opposite of me. She's like, she'll literally bring a dead person to life. So yeah, man, a lot of times people meet, they're like, why is he so awkward? Mm-hmm. And weird? Like, so yeah, it's funny that you bring that up. But
I think that's one thing for me when I first met you initially, I was like, you were very quiet and you were just like thinking a lot about what you were about to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was just very interesting. And then once the camera started rolling, it was just like a switch that turned on for you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a funny balance between all that. So I guess the misconception sometimes is really hilarious because it's all fucking show, bro.
Like, yeah,
it's,
no, just, literally.
You're selling shit to the camera.
Yeah.
For entertainment.
Initially for you, what was that thing that you saw as a kid that was like, no, I want to pursue comedy. That seems like a fun thing to do.
Like the deep-rooted meaning?
What was it that...
Oh, it gets dark.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It gets weird. Fuck, dude. I think... it's a good question. Let me think about it for a second.
No worries.
It was more so like not being able to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Not being accepted, and the only way to have people like me was by being funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was. That's what it kind of was. It was just like, okay, I got to make fun of me,
yeah,
to make someone happy.
Wow,
but it was because.
Yeah. You're just trying to fit in.
He's just a chubby dude who was like, I'm like, okay, cool. I can't fit in. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, all right, bring the lifeboats out.
Yeah.
So comedy was like lifeboats, you know, just fucking, I'm like, okay, that's what we got to do.
Do you remember initially the first time that you were funny and you like made somebody laugh? Were you hooked at that point?
I don't remember
it.
I think it was just a series of events.
You hooked at that point, like realizing that somebody's laughing?
Oh, yeah, it was a drug.
And you were like, I just got to keep on doing this.
Yeah, for sure. It was like, okay, cool. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it was more of a series of events. It wasn't like, it wasn't really like a specific day or moment. It was more like, okay, cool. This is kind of working. So this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone would make fun of me and then I would make fun of myself harder to make them look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd make everyone laugh and then now I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I just fucking clowned on myself. Yeah. You know, Eminem's like the 8 Mile when he fucking, you know, the rap battle.
Yeah.
It's literally that.
Wow.
Literally that. He fucking clowns on himself and the whole audience is on his side. So that's what it was.
At the time though, did you realize that you were kind of like the butt of the joke?
No, it was more not really, because I always felt like I was winning when I was when I was doing that. I didn't really look at it that way. I understand what the question, but I wasn't really in my head when that was happening. I was like, okay, I'm winning doing this. Yeah. So fuck it. Like, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, cool. I think it's also a gift too. Like, I don't want to look at the negative
right
aspect.
So once you kind of like realize you're making somebody laugh and this is working for you and you're fitting in more because of the comedy, from that point, did you realize, okay, I got to make this into a career?
Yeah, for sure. Yes and no. Cause I used to slack a lot as a kid. Yeah. I didn't finish high school.
Yeah. Were you encouraged to kind of like shoot for the stars in that way? Like,
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to be a comedian since I was like 12, 13. Mm-hmm. I slacked off a lot, man. I didn't get my GED. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have any of that. But I really enjoyed writing stories, like writing jokes, like funny moments. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, initially it was like films and stuff. Like, I have fucking notebooks of just funny scenes of
that's funny.
So I think I've implemented a lot of that into like YouTube and like whether it's vlogs, skits, etc. And I've actually revived a lot of like funny jokes and moments from fucking when I was 15, 16.
So let's look back. So from the time that you're 15 to, I want to say, what, like 2015, 2016 area when you started getting into YouTube?
2016.
Yeah. In that time from 15 years old to that time, what were you doing? Were you like working in the industry?
No. I was doing a lot of like free labor.
Okay.
I was like acting for free, doing background work. Like if someone needed an actor, I'm like, you don't have to pay me. Let me just come by and do it for free. So it was just like free labor mostly of like trying to get into the industry. My parents were fucking poor. So like I couldn't really get money from them. Like, I would, obviously my mom and dad would support me. Mm-hmm. Like they'd like 10, 15, 20 bucks here and there sometimes. Obviously. Yeah. They supported the shit out of me. So I'd have to like do like Uber Eats and shit. Not Uber Eats at the time. It was like another app, It was, there's this fucking new app that was coming around that I can't remember the fucking name. It failed. Because Uber Eats and shit took over. Yeah. So this was like around like 2015, bro, 2016. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Sorry. broke into the mic. So yeah, I was doing that, like making like 30, 40 bucks a day doing like food delivery and shit. And then just a lot of free work. Mm-hmm. A lot of free work. Like I would be in front of 1600 Vine. I would just stand around.
Just waiting.
There. I would just stand around till like famous people walked by and I'd like jump in and go like, yo, let me act for you.
For people that don't know what 1600 Vine was, can you explain?
I'll tell you. Okay, listen, motherfuckers, you guys are going to call me a leech. Motherfuckers are going to go, who's a leech? Like, fuck you guys. Yes, I was also desperate with a fucking, come from a poor ass family, bro. Like fucking red light notices. Like I had to do some shit, bro. Yeah. Like the family, like
you had to make a name for yourself.
I had to do something, dog. Yes. Like it was getting bad, bro. Uh-huh. Like it was getting bad as fuck. Like, as soon as you're showering, bro, there's shit particles on your feet. You're like, oh, bro, the fucking, like this is bad, bro. Like, the plumbing's bad. Everything's bad. It's bad, dog. Like, you get desperate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, fuck you guys. Not you guys, but, like, just saying. People are going to go, like, yo, there's a leech. That guy's a leech. Because I see those comments sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, when you're, like, in a really, really crappy spot in your life, you'll do anything,
literally,
bro.
Yeah.
You would do anything to make a name for yourself. Especially when you kind of know you can do it. Like, it's a mind, like, you flip a switch, you're like, okay, I got this. It has to happen. It has to fucking happen. Literally, I'm going back to 8 Mile because that fucking movie sold it so fucking well. I've seen that movie, like, 30 times. Like failure is not an option. Like,
it's not an option. So you would just stand there waiting for somebody to walk by you and give you an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen, weird shit. I agree. I'm not going to fucking sit here and go like it wasn't weird. It was weird, yeah. Yeah, dude, fucking famous Viners and people and like YouTube, whatever it was popping at the time, they would walk by and I'd pitch them. I'd be like, yo, like, let's do a video. I got you. Like, I'll be funny for you. I started doing like these weird ass prank videos and shit. Not prank, but it was just like weird ass fucking. One of my videos that popped off was like feeding cops donuts.
Okay.
Like I was like trying to like, that one video did like 200,000 or something, 300,000. Yeah, bro. Like, you know, I was standing in front of there like a fucking bum trying to like.
Hey, but it worked.
Yeah, I did go to fucking meet and greets. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to sit here and lie about it. Yes, I did, bro. I did. I went to meet and greets and I would look at people who were filming and vlogging or whatever the fuck they were doing, making videos. They're like, yo, put, like, I'm funny. Let me do it.
Did you always have that confidence to you, though? I mean, to pitch yourself?
The thing is, bro, listen. I grew up such a fucking nerd. Barely any, like, not many friends. Like, I was the kid eating fucking lunch in the bathroom. That's happened.
Yeah.
Being that ass, it's happened. It was weird shit. You're bringing, like, the weird side out of me and shit. The side that, like, people don't really, like, hear about.
I hope you know, by the way, that people right now are picturing in their head you standing in a bathroom eating your lunch.
It's happened, dog. It's happened. Not many times, yes, but like sometimes, you know, sometimes there's people who are fucking with you, so you're like, all right, I gotta go eat.
Yeah,
I gotta go eat by the damn bleachers.
It happens
away from all the kids. So yeah, bro, like, you know, it's just that weird guy who,
you were gonna do anything to get to that dream, though.
Yeah, for sure, anything, anything, anything.
Was that something that was instilled in you from a kid, though? Like, you're going to make this happen regardless of what you have to do.
Yeah, for sure, bro. The only way I'm like, the only way I'm going to stop is if I'm dead.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like if I'm still breathing, I'm fine.
So how long were you standing outside that building until somebody actually like, gave you the time of day?
I would actually go there pretty often, bro. That was like that was like the meetup spot. Like we'd go there and then we'd walk down to Chipotle. Sometimes motherfuckers would want to try to walk down to that, what's that food place called? 24 hours?
Something there.
It was expensive ass fucking breakfast burritos. Yeah. I couldn't go half the time because I was bro, I'll get a water.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was expensive. $17 breakfast
burrito. The heart of Hollywood.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not going to, can't pay all that money.
Yeah.
Maxed out the damn credit card. It was just, listen, bro. Hey. I would stand there pretty a good amount, pretty often, man.
Did it ever feel discouraging for you though? Like, you know, never.
Fuck no,
dude.
I knew in my head, I'm like, it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. Like something's gonna happen.
Was it David that initially gave you the time of day?
Oh yeah, for sure, bro.
How did that come about?
Okay, true story.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm getting into the vlog scene and shit, you know? I'm like, because I'm seeing...
So you have your own YouTube channel at this point?
I'm not really posting. I was posting with like another friend or whatever. My dream was to do IG skits. Like IG skits were like I think skits were like my go-to, like that's the shit I wanted to do. Back then it wasn't even TikTok. It was Musical.ly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all remember.
What the hell happened to that app?
Yeah. Well, it was TikTok. Musical.ly transitioned to TikTok.
Oh, that's what happened. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's what happened because
you learn every day.
Trying to bring Vine back, and then TikTok's like, no, fuck that.
So it's like a rebrand. Okay, damn.
Shout out to TikTok, bro.
For real.
One of the apps that believed in me too. And we'll get to that. the fuck was I gonna say? See, it's my ADHD. Oh yeah. So I'm getting into this whole vlog shit, right? My cousin calls me.
Uh huh.
Yo, what are you doing? Chilling. What are you doing? Trying to figure out like an Instagram video or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. I was just trying to write shit.
Yeah.
I'd always wanted to look busy, even though I wasn't. It's like, yo, there's like this, they're doing like this fucking meet and greet and shit, like behind the park or whatever. Yeah. Big ass vlogger or whatever. I'm like, all right, let's run it. The goal is try to fucking go to the front, say a couple jokes, get filmed.
Yeah.
Pop off, get a call. I'm like, all right, that's the goal. So I go in, bro. It's the fucking park's fucking packed.
Dude.
I can't even find myself to the front. Like
crazy.
So I go to this fucking park, right? My cousin's like, yo, you know, he's filming me. He's like doing his own vlog and shit. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's fucking get it, bro. He does his own fucking vlog and shit. And then this is April of April 2017.
Okay.
I try to get my way to the front, whatever the fuck, you know, this, that. It's like five, six months prior to the first vlog. I nothing happens out of it. Months later, bro, I'm filming an Instagram video. It's a fucking randomized video. It's literally called Mumble Rappers Be Like. Mumble Rappers Be Like, randomized video, bro. I'm dressed up in a jersey.
Yeah.
You've probably seen that on the vlog too, like that fucking first video.
Yeah. I remember.
I was wearing a durag and shit. My homie's like, bro, let's go get some lights for my homie David. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't know what they, I don't know what the fuck it is. He goes. We go to, you know, we go to the grab. I can't fucking remember exactly what happened, but he's like, okay, let's go grab the lights because we're shooting in dark studio. Great, we'll grab some fucking lights. Go film the skit. That's, you know, it's done. He goes, and then as soon as we walk in, I'm like, okay, cool. This is the fucking, that's the, this is the vlog guys. This is the guys that I fuck, which was kind of weird at the time. I was like, this is the guys that we, you know,
we were at the park for.
Yeah. Meet and greet and shit. I'm in character. So I'm like, okay, I got to snap into being funny. I got to snap into a character.
So that you snapped in right before you saw him.
I saw, and then I didn't really know who it was.
Okay.
Snapped right into character, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm like, I can't remember what the bit was exactly. You'd have to plug it in. Yo, like, I'm a gang member. I can take anything, take a punch, whatever. They're like, what? And then a few jokes happen, and I'm like fully in character and shit. I'm just cracking jokes and stuff, you know? Make a few jokes. The next day, I open up my fucking delivery app. I'm on 1600 Vine because I was always around that area. I'm at the Chase parking lot. I get a call from Chipotle. I go, I grab the order. As I'm walking out, the video was posted. I had no fucking idea. I didn't even see the video yet. These girls are like, oh my God, like,
wow,
you're the guy from the vlog. And I'm like, fucking, I'm like, what?
You're like, what vlog?
I'm like, wait. Like, did the fucking video get popped? I'm like tripping. I don't even know what's happening because, you know, whatever. Like, oh, let's take a photo, whatever. I'm like, great. Let's fucking do it. I'm taking a photo, bro. I'm fucking like hyperventilating, you know? Because I've never taken a photo with anyone in my life.
This is your first time meeting fans. Yeah,
taking a photo in front of Chase Bank on 1600.
Crazy.
Yo, I don't know if y'all have that photo, bro. This was like 2 days after August in 2017. If anybody has that photo, that's the first photo ever taken. Send that shit to me. I don't know if anyone.
Send it to him.
That'd be kind of cool. It'd be such a cool.
We're going to track that one down.
Yeah, it'd be sick. We will. It'd be fucking sick. So I take a photo. I get in the car. I watch the vlog. I'm in there for like a minute, bro, which is a big deal.
That's
for like
a big deal. Yeah, I want to mention. Yeah,
it's a huge fucking deal.
You were literally at 25% of that whole video.
Yeah, so it was like at that point, I got in the car. I started praying. I'm a Christian, so I was praying. You know, I'm like, yo, God, if you can hear me, this is I kind of need this right now. Yeah, I'm struggling heavy. Fucking AC's blown out. A check engine's on. So I'm like, all right, let's figure this shit out. Get in the car, I start praying. I go home, I talk to my mom. I'm like, mom, I'm like, I think my social media is gonna blow up. Like the thing I've been working on for. I'm like, I'm filming with these new guys. I don't know if it's gonna happen yet. I have no idea.
You don't wanna get her too excited, but you do wanna kinda like prepare her.
Because her dream was to buy a house or restaurant, which both it's all done. The next day, I'm at In-N-Out drive-thru.
Yeah.
This is the next day. I'm trying to collect all my thoughts. I'm at the In-N-Out drive-thru, bro. I get a call. Yo, what's up? This is Dave. I got your number. Mm-hmm. Can you come by and film a video? I'm fucking 2-3 minutes away from this place. I'm like, all right, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I don't want to look weird. I get there, dude, and we do another video. I think I was getting a firework taped onto me. So I'm like, okay, as soon as that happens, you know, we fucking try to be as funny as we can. That's all it takes. Next video, like it's in the video for like another like minute, bro. It's that bit. I'm like, oh fuck, dude. I'm like, this might be like the start of something. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I'm like, the only way this is going to happen, I just made up this theory in my head. I'm like, is if we do like a scripted type of video.
Yeah. Then that makes you kind of like officially like a part.
Skit in the, end of video. Yeah. And then the next day, dude, we do a fucking skit in the video. I was like, oh man, dude. I'm like, this is... I'm like, this is insane.
Is that when you realize that your life is kind of changing?
I didn't know. I didn't know fully because I was always not pessimistic, but I was always like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't get too hyped about something that's not happening. That hasn't happened yet. So that happens. Tripping balls, bro. I'm super excited. My cousin calls me. Mm-hmm. Yo. What the fuck's going on? He's like, bro. He calls me. He's freaking out, bro, because he's a huge fan too. Yeah. He's like, bro. He's like, I just saw the fucking videos. Like, crazy. He's like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, bro. I don't know. It's random. Yeah. He's like, bro. He's like, we went to the meet and greet, whatever. You know. So he's tripping balls. Huge fan, obviously.
Full circle.
He's like, bro. He's like, do you realize if this works out, that's your fucking like. Your IG skits will pop up. Like, you know, you can do your skits, you can do whatever you need. So bro, yeah, and then just like the next like few years, it was just like filming like, you know, like 4 or 5 days a week. It was cool. It was a fucking amazing experience.
What did those early years teach you about yourself?
That I was never a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's also
because like so many people quit. Mm-hmm. So many people quit. Like it dude, doing some free work for 8-9 years from like 13-14 years mm-hmm. old all the way to like 22-23, that's bro, most people turn back around.
Yeah,
that shit's like fucking hot. That's that, mm-hmm. bro, that's a lot, dude. Like a lot of people turn back around. Mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers turn back around.
What kept you going?
I don't know, man.
You just knew you had to do this. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I had the answer for that. I don't know, man.
That's beautiful though. Like how that came together.
Yeah. So I was just like, all right, dude, I'm not a bitch. I just got to keep fucking going in. Like a lot of, bro. Most people turn around.
So what's
your, you know, that meme, bro?
Which one?
The fucking guy with the pickaxe.
Yeah. Is that you?
Not me, but I'm just saying that's like such a cool meme.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it around.
It is.
Yeah.
Man, so from 1600 Vine to where you are right now.
Yeah.
If you were able to look back at 13 years old, look at everything that you've accomplished, what moment for you would you be like, holy fuck, like no way I did that?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
Was there anything that you would say no to for the vlogs?
Well, the thing is, I grew up with a couple cousins who were complete lunatics, and we would already send it mm-hmm. just for fun. Like we'd be behind skateboards on a pickup truck going like 45 miles per hour.
Crazy.
So I was already prone to that, and I really love shit like that. Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of leaned into it,
like,
yeah.
I literally just fucking recovered from a motorcycle crash. So it was already in me mm-hmm. to just do fun shit. So not really. It was never really like a moment where I'm like, oh, dude, I can't. It was because I'm like, I just like doing fun shit.
Yeah, no.
so now it was filmed, so I'm like, it's a perk.
But the cool thing is that you were able to make that dream into a reality. Mm. Looking back, what does that mean for you?
What does it mean to me? I mean, man, I don't know. I think it just means I got a long way to go, bro. Because movies and TV, like movies and television is where I want to be. Knock on wood. It's happening this fucking year. Like we also got a TV show we just filmed that the public has not seen yet, which looks fucking amazing.
Brace
bro.
Yourselves, guys.
So I think now it's like another chapter in my life, man. I just, mm-hmm. I got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Got a long, long way to go. Now it's just nice because I have like a pillow. You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that, you know, just, yeah, I think that's cool, but we got a long way to go, bro. A long way to go.
One of the things that I really enjoy, about your journey is the fact that you're able to do this with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So from bringing your family onto the vlogs with you to then opening a restaurant with them, mm-hmm. what does family mean for you?
Family? Well, dude, I mean, I put my family first before I put myself first. Mm-hmm. For sure, dude. Yeah.
Was it?
I'd rather they eat than I, which is kind of ironic because I'm fat as hell. It's a little ironic. Okay, listen, I love eating, bro, but I'd rather have my family eat first. Mm-hmm. So that's all it means for me.
Going into this, you know, you're reaching certain levels of success. Did you always know that you were like, okay, I want to open that restaurant for them, and I want to buy them that house, and I want those were things that you wanted to check off the list?
Yeah, it was my mom's dream, bro.
Yeah,
my mom's dream was just stability. Like, she would always, that's all she wanted ever.
How did that feel for you, though, to give her those keys?
I mean, stability was one thing that was important to her, bro. How did it feel? It was just more like, okay, it was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. Not in a cocky way, but it was just like, it has to, bro. Like,
the thing
there is
though,
no fucking choice, dog.
You have to have that level of confidence in this
industry.
You
do. You do.
Like, you really do. Was that something that was always innate in you, though? Like, you knew that this is what you had to do.
Yeah. It was a little harder growing up, obviously, having confidence, because it was just like that fucking loser kid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people can resonate with that shit, bro.
What was that?
If you're a loser, shout out, dog.
No, literally.
Yo, all my losers stand. No, I was kidding. I'm sure there's some jocks watching this video. Some fucking
look football, where he's at now.
Some football players, some quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. So the restaurant, how did that come about? As a kid, your dad, you know, I heard a story that he was making kebabs in like a park.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, who the fuck did you ask him? Okay. I'm like, okay. My dad is really talented, bro. He's very, very fucking talented. He would build cars from ground up, you know? He would build cars. One of the reasons I'm a big car guy, I was always in a fucking body shop. Because I wouldn't like going to school. So like, my dad's like, you gotta go to the body shop with me. I'm like, God damn it. So he's very talented. Very talented. He always wanted a restaurant. I think that's like, that was the biggest dream. Because he was the family cook. Like, my mom, love my mom. Dude, her food's trash. hey, listen, I love my mom. Dude, listen, bro.
At least you're being honest.
And I have a closer relationship to my mom than my dad.
True.
I'll be straight up. Even though I love both, but mom's food trash. So I guess I got a closer relationship with my dad's food. That's what he wanted to do. He really enjoyed cooking. That's what he wanted, you know? That's all he wanted. So the goal was, okay, let's lock in. Let's get the business just so we can have... the goal was, I'm like, okay, let me figure their situation out first. Mm-hmm. And then I'll figure mine's out. Because mine's is comedy, and I was kind of getting into it and stuff, you know, like those videos and all that. This was amazing. So I'm like, okay, let's lock in, figure them out, and then I'll figure me out.
Right.
You know? So that's what it was, bro. It was just like, okay, we got to figure out what's going on. We got to put them on, you know, we got to make sure they're safe. They're good. So that was the goal, man.
How many years in was that? Like from 2016?
2021. So that was
crazy.
Took 5 years, bro.
That's quick.
Yeah, 5 years. Four years.
Wow.
4 years. Because it was 2017.
So when you were thinking about the restaurant, did you tell your dad that you were, you know, thinking about opening the restaurant? You got the location, started building everything.
So, bro, he came to me because he found the spot. He's like, yo, do you have some money I can borrow? I'm like, no, I don't. So I went to my mom, like, yo, like, let's figure this out. So it was just kind of like he wanted that spot, you know. Mm-hmm. He was getting tired of this, of just like building cars and stuff. He's getting older, bro. So he's like, I just want to chill, cook some food in the kitchen. It's kind of what I want to do. So, you know, I wanted to make sure he's good. Now we're obviously, I really like the restaurant industry too. So that Jonah's will stay Jonah's, but I think we're completely working on a new concept, different name.
The thing about Nick is that Nick is, he might not put it out all the time, but like this man is thinking at all times. He's already ahead of the game. Like it's in a lot of ways, it feels like you're five steps ahead at all times.
Which is a little ironic, bro.
No, but
because of the way, like I should be like, you know.
Yeah, but is that something that you also notice that you have to stay ahead of the game?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Why is that so important?
I think a lot of times, bro, to people, I would come off not as the bright. I wouldn't really come off as the brightest person, which is true. I'm not really the brightest person, but I always know what I want. I'm not bright, but I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I think as long as you know what you want, you don't really have to be bright.
Yeah.
You can be an idiot, just like me. So yeah, you do definitely have to be a little ahead of your game, for sure.
In your opinion, what's the greatest thing about content creation?
You have total control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful. You have total control of everything. You don't have to listen to no one.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to anybody. That's why even like skits, I post a lot of IG skits. I post a lot of TikToks and stuff. I film it myself. I edit it myself. And sometimes I ask people, I'm like, oh, like, what do you think of this? And then as soon as I take control of my videos, I'm like, all right, I'll do it my way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, this is funny. So I think like having total control of what you post is cool.
Having total control, it's a pivot point for me. What's your process like from idea to execution?
I do it right away.
Right away.
I do it right away.
Wow.
I call someone if I need an actor. I'm like, yo, I would meet me here in 2 hours, an hour.
How much content are you making like in a week?
3 videos a week, and then plus collabs with other people.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's a grind.
We're shooting pretty much every day almost.
Man, yeah, that's awesome though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a thing that people overlook is like how much time you're actually putting into these videos and into these ideas.
Yeah.
Do you think that's one of the things that's most overlooked about this whole process?
Oh, for sure. A lot of the videos that I do, man, like, cause I'm very like IG focused, TikTok, like skit focused right now until knock on wood, like the movies and stuff take off and shit. Yeah, man, a lot of the videos, bro, they'll take anywhere from like 5-6 hours, a few hours of edit.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a whole day.
Dude. Just
for that nonchalant video that like looks so easy to do. So I think, yeah, it's definitely overlooked. But dude, you know what? Everything is overlooked. Mm-hmm. Like a guy that works at Subway, that job is overlooked. The guy's true. Fucking grinding, making sound. Like
very
people
true.
Go, oh, the guy's just making the sound. No, fuck that. Like the guy's, you know, he's grinding. So I think everything's overlooked, yeah. Bro. Everyone's job is overlooked.
Mm-hmm. This is an industry that has so many different characters.
Right.
How do you stay authentic to yourself in such a crazy industry?
Don't be fake, dude. Don't be fake. That's all it is.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Just be real to yourself. I was talking to my cousin actually a couple weeks ago. There are some weirdos in this industry. Like there are people who are just like, they'll say shit to you and then like they'll you don't know their true intentions. So I think just being
guarded,
being real, guarded too, for sure. I mean, I don't really have many friends either. Just as is, like when I kick it with people, like I'm very to myself at home, chilling. I have a couple friends, a few friends, but yeah, man, I think this industry is really, you don't know, man. You don't know anyone's, you know. You can't really make too many new friends too, which sounds kind of weird. You really can't, you know. I think for sure you got to be a bit guarded in certain cases.
Yeah, I think it's incredible to witness like everything that you've built. I mean, I've known you, I think, around 4 years from the first time I started working with them. And just seeing everything that you're doing, I think it's like you don't give yourself enough credit. I think it's incredible how much time you're putting in and you're literally paving that path for yourself and you're creating your dream life. And that's fucking incredible, dude. Like,
thank you, bro.
What advice do you give people that want to be a content creator? Like they're sitting at home and they say, you know what, if he could do it, I could do it too.
Just shoot, man. Shoot good stuff. Shoot videos that you would watch. Mm-hmm. You shoot videos that you think is entertaining. But it takes a while, man, to find your voice. I think the skits I've been pumping out lately has been like, I mean, some of them are hit or miss, obviously, because it's like so much work. But I think I've recently like found my voice, but it took so fucking long because mm-hmm. I've always wanted to make like skits and shit.
Yeah.
But there's some really funny shit out there that have been that's been fun to film, fun to watch too.
Yeah. Do you ever second guess yourself when a video maybe doesn't do as good as you would hoped it would do?
Yeah, but also, man, that you know that comes down to like the first few seconds of the video, because sometimes I'll post a video and then I'm like, oh man, the reason it didn't do well, bro, because the first like few seconds mm-hmm. wasn't this shot. Like if and that's happened so many times, bro. Where like I'll wake up the second day and I move a shot around. I bring that shot to the beginning of the video so it grabs the retention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happened many times, bro, where it's like, okay, the reason it did, and I know why videos don't do well, man. It's a lot of times it's like retention. It's audience retention. It's all that is audience retention. I mean, you know, you obviously know mm-hmm. what that is, like how long the person watches the video, or how many percent of the people stay on the video.
Right.
So sometimes, yeah, dude, like sometimes I'll post a video and then I'm like, oh my God, I wish I took the fourth shot and I brought it to the first shot
mm-hmm.
because they would have fucking kept watching the video. So it's just been a learning process.
Yeah, you learn from those
lessons. That's all. Bro, people think the algorithm is like some crazy shit you got to, and it's not.
It's really not.
Just make sure the retention span is there and make sure you're like, your shares and shit are, like, if, you know, relatable as possible. Mm-hmm. Make sure the shares are on point.
So the last thing I want to ask you, with social media, everybody has a say, mm-hmm. whether it be through social media or through the comments, whatever. When people are being negative in the comments, do you give that time?
No, dude, I don't care, bro. God, oh, dude, I wish I cared.
Yeah. Did it affect you at the beginning, though?
In the beginning, it affected me. You know what I say? I swear to God, it sounds cocky as fuck. Listen, bro, I grew up a fuck. How I grew up. I grew up getting bullied too. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't have any like defense back. So jokes were kind of like a defense. When I see negative comments and bad comments, I just I don't want to say it.
It's weird. Say it.
I was gonna get like, I open up my bank account. But it's a joke though. But like a lot of times, like that's what it
no,
is.
No, I
like,
mean, for real.
Because like, fuck that, dude. Like people will try to drag you down and mm-hmm. shit. And then like you look at them and they're like, they're not doing shit with their lives. Listen, bro, I will always say this. The only people who hate are the ones who have less than you.
Dude.
That's what it is. That's what it is, bro. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have less than someone, you're going to hate on them.
Yeah.
So I don't really look at it as it used to affect me so hard, but I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'm
wow.
like, oh my God, bro. Like, oh, they hate me. They hate me. They hate mm-hmm. me. They hate me. And then I'm like, bro, what the hell, dog? Look at like what, like look at where that you, that was. And then look at what this is like.
Yeah. Bro, one of our mutuals once told me, they were like, these people that are commenting online, if they ever see you in person, 99.9% of the time, they're not going to come up to you and tell you that comment to your face.
I've had that happen, actually.
Really?
No, yeah, many times.
Really?
Just last year, I've had a few, like, in-person threats.
Whoa.
I had a guy, dude. I was sleeping in an ice cream shop. He walked in. He's like, fuck you. He's like, I hate your videos. He's like, stop posting.
What?
And I'm like, bro, suck my bro. Get the fuck out of here. Like, you...
No way.
Your guy
unprovoked,
was,
he literally just looked like walked a homeless up person. To you?
Yeah, bro. Random.
Yo.
I'm like, bro, fuck out
no
of here.
Fucking way.
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened. Fuck. Yeah, and so that you do get hate in person sometimes, yeah.
Whoa.
It does not affect me, bro. I'm telling you, this used to affect me.
What was that change, though, for you where it affected you one day and then it didn't affect you the next? Do you remember what that switch was?
Yeah, bro. Because I'm like, I can literally do anything I want with my life, dog, and mm-hmm. you can't.
Yeah. Straight up.
I can literally fucking do literally anything else.
Like, you could probably be president if you really wanted to.
Okay, now I'm fucking too stupid for that shit, bro. I'm dumb as hell to be president. No, it did affect me, bro.
Yeah.
That hurts your mental health, mm-hmm. bro, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what, dude? That person does, like, they'd wish they'd be you. They hate us because they ain't us.
That one right there, for real.
They hate us.
No, literally.
They hate us because because they ain't asking.
That's gonna be the title of this video. They hate us because they ain't us.
That's funny, bro. No, yeah, it's all. I don't care anymore, bro. Let them hate. Matter of fact, I feed off of hate now.
No, literally.
As my boxers are like coming out of my jeans, my pants.
We're being authentic here. I love it. But man, seriously, I thank you for this time, and I thank you for showing this side of you to everybody. Just because it's like I've seen this side, you know, being at parties and work or whatever, and I'm like, ah, that guy, dude, he's just different. Like you're built different, and like I think the fact of the matter though, like being a kid, you knew what you had to do to get to where you are, and you got there, and now you're still building, and it's like That's inspiring, man. Like, I hope you realize, like...
Thank you, bro.
That's really badass.
Thank you, bro. Best of luck to this, bro. You're going to take off. Just stay consistent. I like this. This is cool.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Where can people find you?
Pull up on me, dog.
I'll put your address. 1461
Oxnard. My house address. Like, on social media?
Yeah.
Oh, just my name, at Nick Antonian.
And go to Jonas Kebabs in North Hollywood.
Pull up.
Dude, incredible kebabs, for real.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I got to go check out your dad's spot, bro.
Hey, you go to my spot, I'll go back to yours.
I'm down, dog. Wait, where is it at?
So we got one in Granada Hills, one in Somar, one in Tujunga. That's
Which
called
one's
Caruso's.
The best one?
Honestly, I think you would like the Granada Hills vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so close to Granada. Okay.
I think you would enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we'll make it happen soon.
Do you guys have balsamic and olive oil?
Dude, the best.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not even saying that just because it's like
when
mine.
Can I go?
Dude, it could go right after this if you want to. Like, but what I'm saying is I'm not, you know this.
Should we go get some fucking Italian?
You know this just because you have a restaurant. Everybody that has a restaurant, oh, my food's the best. My food's the best. Mm-hmm. Genuinely though, like this pizza, unmatched.
No, it's not, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, I think you're going to, dude, just, David went there one time. I think he fucking loved it.
Was it the one where Heath jumped on the...
That was one of them, yeah. But then we also did another skit where Jason, we kind of like laid out the table and like Jason was going to pull the tablecloth from under. So the skit was...
Oh, I remember that.
That one. That was at the restaurant.
That's funny.
And also that's how the first time I met everybody.
That's funny.
I would send emails to David and be like, hey, come to the restaurant.
Would you watch the vlogs?
Yeah.
You would?
And you know what's crazy about that too?
Did you chirp out when...
Let me be a little nerd real quick. In high school, dude, I would tell people like, once I graduate, I'm going to work with David.
Really?
I would tell everybody. And these fucking people probably thought I was like, oh, you know, whatever. Good luck.
That's awesome.
The crazy thing is, graduated, I think like mid-August, it was a week. A week later, I was filming with David.
I love that, bro.
Dude, a week later.
That's amazing.
At the restaurant. Like, even, it like, I couldn't even picture that, like, that was going to happen.
That's sick.
And that's how it started.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love that, bro.
It's a similar thing to you. I literally, I would email him all the time,
just
dude.
Just two fanboys. Hey, listen. I mean, I guess it was a little weird. But
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to make it happen.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
So kudos to you, brother.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Hey, cheers.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you for listening and watching another episode of One on One. I'm Andro Mamo, Nick Antonian. I'll see you guys next week.